really helps. This way we know our
volume. Well,
if, like this right here, for everyone who's listening, probably sounds really good.
How about that?
But if we were just closer, but I feel like...
You're right here.
But my energy, I feel if I sit back, I'm able to be a little more... Like this is probably more fun and energetic to watch rather than... So today...
Up here, I feel
I weighed myself after 7 days to gain 0.1 pounds.
Okay, I do have to say...
That was all your fault.
It wasn't my fault. Anytime we've ever tried to lose weight, you'll lose an insane amount the first week, and I just barely lose a pound, if that.
It usually takes you around 3 weeks to start seeing results.
And how many pounds did I lose this week?
Two.
How many did you...
Gained 0.1.
Here's the deal, though. For whatever reason, I mean, you usually are just massively can lose weight right away. And I just think it's water weight. I think it was the holidays. I really have no...
It's the first time ever.
Ever in our life.
But I will say, though, it was... I didn't sleep well. And I remember waking up feeling just really bloated and not in the mood to weigh myself. But you were so excited that you forced me to, because I want to do it each month.
Yeah.
And, but I've been good. Like I had no alcohol for the week. I had my calorie allowance.
Yep.
I burned like, especially the last 3-4 days, like 700 calories walking, moving. There's no scientific reason that would give me a zero weight loss. So what I think is that I ate and drank like shit when my parents were here.
Yeah, it's the holidays.
For 10 days in a row. And I think when I weighed myself the morning of, that whole debauchery of 10 days hadn't hit me yet.
Huh.
And so it was kind of, I think my whole body's just getting used to it after that. Like,
just getting back in the groove.
Because we were eating lasagna and hot dogs and wings and beer. And we had a really good time. My parents were here, though.
So much fun. But if you keep doing the right activity,
yeah,
it's going to, which you will, and it's going to continue to.
I'll have a big week. I think maybe next week I'll lose like 3 or 4, I'm hoping. But I'm not going to weigh myself until February 1st. And as long as I lose like 8 pounds, I'll be happy.
Well, you always lose weight quickly. Now that I'm all like, oh yeah, I lost 2 pounds, it'll probably just stunt.
No, it'll be good. We're on it. And I think I was never big into New Year's resolutions with like weight loss because everyone does it. Yeah. I like being different and I'm going to pick September or something different. Sure. But I will say... I'm less likely to mess up because I haven't cheated on my diet in 2020.
New Year.
That feels more powerful. Like I can't ruin the streak in 2020. You know, if you're just like randomly doing it, you're like, one day. But I love that I'm like, you know.
I feel that.
So we'll see. I'm feeling really good about it. I'm just going to keep doing my activity. I walked today. I'm at... And that's the other thing is like, I never work out hard when I first start changing my diet. Anytime I go on these diets, because you're already in a calorie deficit from what you're used to. Like I was eating probably 4,000 calories a day. Now I'm down to 2,000. So if I was working out hard on top of that, I'm going to be hungry.
Yeah.
So like today, I mean, it's already almost 3 o'clock. All I've had was a little tiny bagel with peanut butter all day so far.
Yeah.
Because walking doesn't burns calories, but it doesn't get me hungry. So I'm waiting for something major to happen.
I feel like you've been more active this past week than me. Like, I'll do my walks and everything, but I feel like you've gotten a little bit more cardio in. But I've also been doing physical therapy, which is a different kind of workout. But yeah, you got to just keep being consistent. And I feel like oftentimes a lot of people who start to try and lose weight and they'll diet and they'll exercise and the same thing that happened to you will happen to them. I mean, this is not an uncommon story. Mm-hmm. And people go, you know what, screw this. I'm not going to do it. It's not working. But you have to just be consistent and continue. Give at least a solid 30 days. And I know you. You always lose weight so quick.
I do. And
Don't you have a theory, too, where if you don't get an ample amount of sleep the night prior of weighing in, that it's always going to be higher than usual? I feel like we've...
There's just days, if you're well hydrated for a few days, if you get a good 8 hour sleep, you wake up, you didn't eat late.
Yeah.
Like if you're going to weigh in after a week of dieting, I always like to maybe stop eating at 8, go to bed at 11, sleep till like 8.
Yeah.
You wake up feeling light.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I woke up this morning not feeling light. I didn't get to bed till 4 a.m. I was like tired. I just felt bloated, and I had like a little tuna wrap late last night. So, but I was still under my calories though. Yeah. So I was under, but I'm actually, what's interesting is, when we left work, mm-hmm. I knew I was going to have a couple months off. So I was just like, I'm going to stay with it because I don't want to have to lose too much before I go back to work. But I was like, if I gain 5 or 10 pounds, I can lose that in like 3 weeks and then right. be back to work. And we had speculation that we were going to be back. There's a big story to this.
Tell it.
So to for all the Days fans out there, so essentially what happened was is I'll even go to the bigger story.
Okay.
So traditionally, when signing a contract, we get and it starts different when you're new. When I was new, I was signed on a 4-year contract, which is unheard of these days because every year Days is like, are we going to go? Are we going to go? But back in 2011, they must have had a 4-year contract with NBC. So I got a 4-year deal. But in my first year, they give you 13-week cycles. So they guarantee you 13 weeks, 4 times a year. That's the 52 weeks. Mm-hmm. Where I can't leave if I wanted, but the show can give me a 6-week written notice or a phone call and say, hey, we're not going to pick you up after your next 13 weeks. And it allows them to kind of test out new people and have a little freedom with it. Well, now that I've been on the show longer, you eventually get to the segment where they give you 2 26-week cycles. So when I sign, I know I'm guaranteed for 26 weeks. And then if they don't let you go, you're guaranteed that back end 26 weeks. So essentially you're going to get a year. Mm-hmm. But what I never thought they could do, which, because I'm still an amateur compared to people who've been there for 25 years, when we got a call in July, I was already past the threshold in the sense that I was like, I'm going to get this next 26 weeks. I didn't know they could extend in the amendment of the contract the first 26 weeks and just push it out. Mm-hmm. So they just extended my first, didn't renew the second, and didn't renew anybody else's second. And that's mm-hmm. why we're all off the contract. But then the speculation started, well, when are we going to go back? Is it going to be right after Thanksgiving? Is it going to be Christmas? There has been 2 months, 5 months, this huge thing everywhere. But the one thing I stuck to is a little conversation that I had 3 years ago when I came back to the show. It was like the end of my first year and my contract was up like January 26th. And I remember getting a call from the producer and he was like, we want to renew you for another year. Mm-hmm. But before we do, we want to extend this year's contract 1 month so that it ends on February 26th. This way, your personal contract, Freddie Smith, is in the same cycle as NBC and Days, I believe it was. Mm. So maybe Days has a contract with, or NBC with Days or Sony, however that works. Right. There was something significant about February 26th so that my contract and the show's is all lined up. That right. seems to be way easier than people's. Because another makes thing, sense. If you think about a power couple like Will and I, if his contract's up, say, June, and mine's in September.
What are you going to do?
And someone's gonna leave or someone's gonna, like, it's probably better for the show to have as many people as possible all on the same cycle.
Of course.
So in my mind, I go, there's a good chance we're not gonna come back till February 26th because why would we come back sooner? But then we heard through the grapevine, it's gonna be January 13th.
It's what, the 7th?
It's the 8th. This will be airing on the 9th, but there's no way we're going back.
Let's see on the 13th. Day the 26th is. It's a Wednesday.
So, well, that's when the contract would start, so right. I'm sure it would be whatever. But here's more of my theories, because I have fun with this kind of stuff. It means nothing. I know we got renewed. We're all coming back. Right. The way the story ends, like, right. it's not like... But they let us all go on contract.
Right.
So the writers can't start writing if they don't know if the 25 series regulars are coming back. I'm not legally obligated to come back. I mean, I am.
Right.
Everyone probably will. But in the back of your mind, you got to think, I got to call 25 series regulars, most, if not all, who have agents. Mm-hmm. And I have to deal with, well, I love this deal, but let me get back to you in 2 days and negotiate and do all this stuff so that they know they can write. How are they going to spend money on writing a story that's integral with Sonny before I say yes? Mm-hmm. So they got to call us, sign all 25 of us, then get the writers to start writing, which is going to take weeks.
So my guess would be that next week they'll call everyone, get yeses. Hopefully everyone says yes. And then the following week, the writers will begin.
We'll start. And I think we'll go back mid-February or the last week of February.
Makes sense.
Which, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, we just have... I talked to one castmate, and that person hadn't heard anything. We're submitting for the Emmys, so we were getting all that stuff taken care of. I talked to publicity, and I was like, hey, have you heard anything? They haven't heard anything. So it's nothing personal. It's just whatever's going on.
You're also in an interesting boat, though, because you don't have representation. You do it all yourself. So normally you could call your agent right now and be like, hey, can you see what info you can get?
And they would kind of know.
Feel but, things out.
But they, I don't think they would let anyone know, though, because it's just a... There is... But what's interesting is that we just don't know, because it just probably isn't either... They're not able to, or whatever it may be, but there's so many people involved in Sony and NBC and in Corday and like all, like there's so much involved in us. Well, we're all employees, all the cast, all the crew. Like we're like,
I mean, they obviously,
when those checks coming again,
they have a master plan because they're a well-oiled machine. They know what they're doing and how to handle this. You know, it's just you as an actor, you're just waiting by the phone because that's essentially what actors do, you know?
Yeah.
Employees. So.
Well, and that's how we, and that's the name of the game. That's how everybody who, we've been spoiled because I haven't had to wait by the phone, but like all the actors who've, all our friends who aren't in soaps don't have a, you know, they have those bouts of 3 months where you're waiting for the phone to ring.
Man, that's gotta just be, what a lifestyle. Until you get to a point where you're okay waiting, you know, I'm talking like, big time.
But that's what I've always been doing ever since 2013 when we did the web series and then everything we've done since is all because I cannot, if and when Days is ever done, just sit around and get one call every 6 weeks from my agent to go out for a 39-year-old dad from Texas. And I'm like, I'm not really 39. They're like, just go see the casting director. You never know.
Yeah.
But I don't really do a good Southern accent. Oh, let me hear it. You know, down here in Texas, you know, we got our, that'll work. Just go see them. And then I go there. They're just like, he was great. He was just a little young.
Obviously.
But I will say that theory worked on my first role. I went in for, what was the show called? Something 23, maybe. Was there something called 23?
Not that I recall.
There was. I went in for another role. This was in 2007. That's why I don't remember. And or maybe the age was 23 of the character, and I was 19. That's why I'm thinking that Numbers. The show was called Numbers, I think. We'll have to look that up. But anyway, I read for this role of in the show Numbers. I was a little too young. I was 19 at the time. I think the role was like 21 or 23. Maybe that's why I remember that number. And the casting director goes, "You're too young for this role, but I'm casting." The role of senior boy in the show Medium, I think you'd be great for that. Can you come back in 15 minutes and read that role? And I think I came back in 15 minutes, I read that role, and then they called me back to producers. But if I wouldn't have had, if I didn't go in for...
But that happens
so
too. You just never know.
Exactly. So that, but so it actually did work for me, but it just is, the whole point is that I don't feel uneasy. You know, I'm excited to get back to work because I want to continue telling that story. I want to continue, you know, creating that our financial plan that we have set in motion, and that's going to throw the gasoline on the fire again. And
of course.
But the fact that we have our podcast, that we have our brands and other things that we work on, I'm not sitting around twiddling my thumbs like going out of my mind.
You could never. It's not in your DNA. You always have to have some project you're working on. I'm the same. I can't just sit around.
No. Well, we have the capabilities of actually doing that these days.
I know.
You know, 30 years ago, you couldn't really do anything. You know, we have the capability of doing that. So, but anyway, so yeah, everything's all good. And it's going to give me some extra time too, because I really want to be able to do some shirtless scenes, and I want to get in shape. So it's like, even if it does take another 6 weeks, it's just going to be that I'll be that much more ripped the longer I wait. Not that shirtless scenes will be right away, but that'll be really good. Give me some time and and be done with that. So,
well, we will keep everyone updated.
Well, yeah, I'll do a video as soon as I hear.
Soon, it'll be soon.
Yeah,
it's got to be soon. So, have you heard about Prince Harry and Meghan, the Duke and Duchess?
I have heard. I just never, I've never really kept up to date. I know that there's always like the wedding and the babies, and it's on every People magazine cover and over the years. But
well, so they're stepping down from the royal family, and they publicly just announced today that they're going to be spending time in North America as well as Britain. So they, I guess, want to be financially independent. And I think they're just trying to be a progressive couple, knowing that he's sixth in line. You know, like, it's probably not going to happen. I think it's been a lot of stress on Meghan from what I was reading.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of pressure to be in the royal family. He even was quoted one time saying, "I don't know if I'll ever find a woman who want to marry me, because there's so much pressure being in the public eye in that stature."
But I wonder what their responsibility is. Like, the public eye in what sense?
I mean, I think it's like 10x from anything.
They're just mega famous.
Yeah.
Like mega. But I guess that's what the research I would love to do. And we'll see as this unfolds too, because I only saw like one little clip of it. Is what their day-to-day responsibility is at that level.
Sure.
Like being sixth in line, like what that is. Because I remember hearing like Meghan was feeling like the pressure of it.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine what that 10x, and also too, the population difference too. Like, you got to think about how famous, they're world famous.
Yeah.
That must be being in the paparazzi. And then the thing with the financial independence part, which I never realized, was I think all of their lifestyle is funded by the public.
Yeah. And that's why they want to know everything about the baby, the wedding. And then when, I guess, Meghan was pregnant and gave birth, everyone got so mad because they didn't publicly say that much about it. And everyone who lives there is like, well, we're paying you, so tell us
what's
good.
That's crazy.
That's intense.
But for them to go financially independent, it's not like they're just have an apartment and a car and they have baby clothes. Like, they have... I don't know the figure exactly, but think of the security that they would need to hire. And
well, so what's crazy is Meghan, obviously, she was an actress before she was on Suits, and she was a blogger. She had this huge lifestyle blog. She started it in 2014, and it was called The Tig. And I guess it was based off of like one of her favorite wines that was mispronounced, and it was like having a Tig moment. Like, the first time she ever sat down to taste it, she realized, oh my gosh, so this is what wine's supposed to taste like. And she had like an aha moment. She's like, so the Tig is any moment in life when you're having like that aha moment. So it was like a really cute little background, super relatable. But in 2017, she had to close it down because she started dating him, and they were like, she cannot have that website. So if you go to thetig.com now, it's just a page that says, like, we had to close it down. Thank you so much for visiting. But mega fans have screenshotted all of the old posts. And so you can go out there
and see all
that. And it was so awesome. It was a great site. She was full of class and information. And just a great lifestyle blog. But she had to stop that because, you know, she was going into the royal family.
Yeah, it's got to be super interesting. Like, I'm more fascinated by... just like what, like how their world, like we all share this planet. We all share mostly the same rules of humanity and right and wrong. But their view on reality, it's almost as if they live on a different planet.
Mm-hmm.
So many people do. Even people in our own atmosphere,
sure,
we view the world different based on our experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there are people who are like, oh, boo-hoo, it's so hard. You have everything. But yet again, people don't realize the responsibility and how things are different. Like, that's why I've always had empathy for anyone in any part of the world or in any part of life that, yes, there are always people worse off than you, and there are always people that are doing better than you in different categories.
Yeah.
Someone might have more money but have no family. Someone might have more money but feel insecure. Someone might have more money but have an illness, you know, like, or someone might have money, family, and have their life together if that's what they value. But I would just love to do, and as the story unfolds, because I know they didn't really say much,
yeah,
I'd love to do a little more research and just see like what they're going to do, what that's like, and how that's changing, if it's ever been done before. Are they making a new step forward? How much of it has played now that social media has
redefined media? Well, I have right here the official announcement that they stated, and then I guess the royal family. Let's see here. So basically the gist of it: after many months of reflection and internal discussions, we have chosen to make a transition this year and starting to carve out a progressive new role within this institution. We intend to step back as senior members of the royal family and work to become financially independent while continuing to fully support Her Majesty the Queen. It is with your encouragement, particularly over the last few years, that we feel prepared to make this adjustment. We now plan to balance our time between the United Kingdom and North America, continuing to honor our duty. This geographic balance will enable us to raise our son with an appreciation for the royal tradition into which he was born, while also providing our family with the space to focus on the next chapter, including the launch of, I think it was their charity that they were mentioning, but just ended. So that was from them. They're going to launch a charity.
I wonder how many lawyers and people that had to go through. So humbly politically correct. Uh-huh. Like, I wonder what the real, if they didn't have to go through that, what it is.
Oh my gosh.
Like, think, like, it's just so
thoughtfully,
perfectly. Like, we want to be able to do this for the kids, but and still, like, bring them up in this world and uh-huh. have appreciation for it, but also be able to carve time out. Like, every single word was perfect. And so, but we'll never really understand unless they were able to, like, start some sort of podcast or start doing more media to help us understand the world. We'll never understand certain things.
Well, on that note, too, they did mention that they wanted to change how they work with the media, and they want to ensure diverse and open access to their work. So they must have had
I think it was for, so they can't promote their charity the way they want to under being in that role.
Yes, the royal family. You probably have to go through specific outlets.
Yeah.
You know.
Huh.
And then the royal family, this was their announcement. It's very short from what I'm seeing. Discussions with the Duke and Duchess of Sussex are at an early stage. We understand their desire to take a different approach, but these are complicated issues that will take time to work through. So you got to realize, I mean, this is the first time this has ever happened. New decade, new progressive, you know, leadership or whatever they're working to do, but it's right for him. And I feel like Prince Harry's always been dancing to the beat of his own drum. Like, because I kind of grew up watching them and...
Yeah.
You know, he's just always kind of been the wild child. He did what he wanted. And of course, you know, here he is. He's doing this and they're doing what's right for their family. He has a wife and a child. And if it's too much for them, then you got to do what makes you happy. And I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely. Yeah. It's fresh.
Yeah. Things are all moving. And, you know, and this is one story. There's just, so, you know, now that we've really paid attention to, like, we've always paid attention, but extra paying attention of what's going on. I mean, there is just so much in this world and we have unlimited access. And, but this is something that's interesting, you know, and
we'll keep close tabs on it. Yeah. See what unfolds.
We will.
I wonder where North America, because I know Meghan has family in Cali, but
Canada,
a lot of people are saying they're thinking Canada, but I think that's only where she shot her show Suits.
Oh, so then,
probably you'd think California, but then a lot of people are like New York, because, you know, New York City, it's the place to be.
Yeah. Well, they'll fill us in. So we'll see. But all right, all. We just wanted to touch base with you and say what's up. Hope you have a great rest of your Thursday and getting ready for the weekend. So if you're working on your steps or exercise or diet, and you had an off week like I did where you busted your ass and lost nothing, keep going. I know I am. And we're all in this together. Let's keep our New Year's resolutions going and continue to have an awesome 2020 and spread positivity and love and happiness and kindness and all that awesome stuff.
Damn straight.
So we will see you tomorrow. Have a good one.